then your little buddy, then your little buddy in the Reaganomic days decided to tell people what fucking cocaine was. Boy, it was on like Donkey Kong, man.
Who was that? Who's the guy in the Reagan days?
Ollie
North. He taught them how to run drugs.
That what drugs was. They didn't see that as drugs at all. That's what you use to help people when they're sick. I mean, you can get money checks for that. That's pretty cool.
I think people would say, oh, no, the opium trade's been going on since the 60s. The Afghanis knew what the opium trade was. So how would you argue against that point?
Then why didn't they have any goddamn money then, if that's true? Why didn't they have any infrastructure in Afghanistan? Why didn't they have anything other than what the Kurds laid on their doorstep now and again? If that's true, poor drug dealers aren't very good, Bob.
Yes. So you said that Obama, he didn't appoint Osama, but someone appointed Osama to work for the Americans. Then they had to do, then they got out of control. Same old pattern. Yeah. So is Obama, you said that Obama, after he stepped down and Trump took over, he would stay in Washington to make sure his legacy was firmed up, and what he'd done would last. Has he given up on trying to do that?
Well, the only thing left that he's got his name on is Obamacare, and it has been declared by the courts as unconstitutional. So
Obama will go into fantasy land or showbiz. That's what they got a big contract for.
DACA, when it's removed, that was a quill of the pen, okay? Quill of the pen, just wrote a pen, took a pen and wrote it, and that was the case, all done, and he created Obamacare with a pen. Nobody voted on that. They didn't vote on it. Yeah. He just wrote it down and gave it as an edict. And then it started. Yeah. And then when it started, then now it's unconstitutional. So now it's unconstitutional. They're going to replace it and get rid of it.
Okay, and DACA is the children stuff.
That's correct. What y'all should. That's what. If DACA was good, y'all could have become citizens with it. But the only problem was it took you 15 years to do it your way.
Yeah,
pretty sad.
So the DACA will be the last Obama institution to go.
Well, it's already gone. They're just sort of beefing it, but it's unconstitutional right now. So it's done.
DACA.
Yeah.
So Obama did unconstitutional acts?
Of course. Most of what he did, he just says, I don't need Congress. Okay, Congress. I don't need Congress. I'm a Negro in the White House. I don't have to have no Congress. I don't need no Senate. I don't need no House. I got me an ink pen. I got me a cabinet, and me an ink pen. I can write them rules and regulations, and I can make it so. I can do it, because that's the way we roll. Yeah, we roll like that. True that.
So he did these things, and they were all vulnerable because they were unconstitutional.
Yeah.
Did Trump learn that he was doing this and was pissed off?
No, he saw how ridiculous it was. He's like, well, hell, if that's all it takes to be a great president, goddamn, I do that already here. I can do that here in Manhattan. That's easy. Shit, I have to actually, when I make an edict on a piece of paper, I have to go make it so. I have to go hire people. I have to go get up the money. I have to figure out how to do this. Here you just go do whatever the fuck you want to do, write it down, let it go, and see why it works out. And everybody gets mad because it works or doesn't work. But by the time it's a problem, you're already out of office in an $11 million house in Martha's Vineyard trying to complain about how you got a rough deal with a $50 million book that nobody read.
Oh, yeah, nobody read it, eh? The Obama's book. Did they read Michelle's book?
Yeah. They like Michelle. She ran for president, it'd be on the money. It'd be scary. If she would actually run, it would be scary. Yeah. And she's not going to win, but it would be scary.
Why wouldn't she run?
Because no one hates her.
She wants people to hate her.
No, if she doesn't want to run. She doesn't want to find out if people hate her or not. But I'm saying she has enough recognition to not be Hillary Rotten Clinton, to not be Nasty Pelosi, she didn't. She tried to make good school lunches. Is the only thing she did, and now they've even undone that. Trump undid the good lunch thing where you have to have so many of this and so many of that because kids was going to have a healthy lunch, so they ended up having to eat two bananas is all they could have for lunch. Where they're two vegetables. They didn't have no vegetables. They didn't have no money for that. So they just give them two bananas. And Trump's like, this is a bunch of bullshit. You starving these kids to death over this, all this grains and nut bullshit. Kids don't want to eat that. They don't want that. They want damn hamburgers and french fries. Give them something to eat. What I eat, let's go. So he even got rid of all. He even got rid of her garden. He plowed up her garden at the White House, and he got rid of her school lunch program for healthy something something. Be healthy, don't die fat or something. Marry a fat woman. Do something with a fat.
Okay,
woman.
Yeah,
it has something to do with fat women. I don't know.
Okay. Hillary said, Carol told me today. Somebody sued her, and she refuses to
Tulsi Gabbard.
Oh, that's right. My senator, congressman,
your senator that you had to memorize to become a fucking citizen that you couldn't even remember. That's nice. But at least it wasn't. At least you didn't have to. At least you didn't have to kiss the tushy of Crazy Maisie. That's good too.
Yeah.
She's one of yours too. Crazy, maybe.
Okay.
Crazy.
Is Tulsi
okay, stop.
And Mike?
Stop. Yep. Let's just clean it up before you mess it up. Okay. Hillary Rotten Clinton said that Tulsi Gabbard, or whatever her name is, said that she came from a CIA background, which means she has a security clearance with the fucking government. Okay?
Yeah.
She's involved in the government. Now she's been elected to office in the great state of Hawaii. There is a great state of Hawaii. But she's that. Okay, she's been elected by the people. Now Hillary Rotten Clinton, who was Secretary of the State, comes up and says she was a Russian operative. Oh, I didn't say her name, but she's a representative in Hawaii. You know, it's like, who was it? Well, you know, don't that one be nameless would be. And so she immediately took that on and says, oh, you're talking about me, you bitch. I'll stomp your dog shit ass. That's what I do. You're not going to call me a Russian anything because I have standing. You had standing. You have no ability to be able to say that about me and get away with it. So she says, all right. She's trying to run for president, too, by the by. So she comes up and she says, all right, I'm going to sue you, damn ass, for $50 million. She gave the document. She put the screenshots, all the details, and all the stuff about it in her lawsuit, and she sent it to Hillary Rotten Clinton. It's called discovery.
Yeah.
Okay, but instead of receiving the discovery or taking the lawsuit as serious, Hillary would not receive it. She just ignored it. It's like, no.
How do you do that? Does the mailman deliver it and you don't open the door?
No.
Like, how do you ignore it?
No. They do it through filings in the court because she's filed a $50 million lawsuit. And so she's presented her documents and they won't have them. It's like the lawyer says, you just keep those. I'm not looking at those. And if they go to court, she's going to be judged by them. This is her chance to look at them. I'm not looking at any emails. I'm not having all that. I don't need to see no emails. I'm not interested. But if you do that, if they have court and you don't show up, you may not win.
Right. Okay, so she did that.
And it's all puffy. It's puffy. It doesn't mean much of anything, Bob. It's just all politics. Nothing's going to come out of it.
Oh, you mean Gabbard's action doesn't mean much either?
Yeah, because all she want to do is get, who in the hell, why in the hell are we talking about her? Why are we talking about her? Because of this stunning thing she's pulled. This amazing thing that she's gotten Hillary Rotten Clinton before she goes off to jail got us talking about it. That's the reason. And now this little something to something got us in where we even haven't given conversation about it. You see, that's the point. And it worked. I got our attention. So good.
Right. So she's getting people ready for Hillary to be seen a little screwed up so that she's vulnerable to jail. So Gabbard is loosening, taking the sheen, the patina off Hillary's holier-than-thou situation
potential
by doing that.
Well, see, Hillary, Hillary, they see, Hillary thinks she's trying to be reelected for president because she won the last time, according to her.
Yes. She thinks she's being reelected?
Mm-hmm.
She thinks that she'll be called in the convention once Bernie is going to be the apparent winner.
Okay.
That'll have to be.
Nope. A little too clever. You're very good. You're very clever. You're going to, it's something called a brokered convention.
Yes,
it's going to be the biggest debacle that's ever been for all the news. It is news across the living and non-living nation. Now, to be fair, dead people have been voting in Chicago for years. But you really may stuff some ballot boxes when the dead start voting. It's all good. If illegals can get driver's license and vote, don't think the dead can't get a vote. It's all good.
Okay, so it's going to be a broker convention, and
yes,
you can't say who rises out to be slaughtered by Trump.
There. It's brokered. It could be anybody. It could be Michelle Obama. It could be Michelle Obama with Hillary Rodham Clinton as vice president.
Wow. So
very easy.
But it's written in sacred geometry that Trump will stand. So nobody can beat
it. Correct.
Yeah.
That's why it's so
nebulous.
That's why they're trying to cut their dick off right now in the House, because all this that they've done, all this that they've wasted has made it. So they're gonna lose that House. Fuck the presidency. They're gonna lose their job. They do. They toes. Mr. Jeffries, who tries to stay the woods, but he can't quite get the woods out. Just like the woods should come out. He's gonna be looking for a new job because his job is gonna be gone because ain't nobody gonna vote for him no more.
Okay, that brings
now
up a point. Why you're implying that Jeffries has a bit of a speech problem, but why are the politicians
he has a speech impediment?
Yeah, why do people like that and other people look stupid get elected? Is it because nobody would do the job? Nobody would take the job, so only idiots get to run and get the job.
Well, it's all in these little sweeps where they see these things. It's kind of like in high school when they have you're a debater and you go to the tournament to debate, and then you go look and they're having an oral interpretation contest and nobody signed up for it. So if you show up and put your name in, then you can win first prize and you can go to state. Sometimes it's like that. When you start looking at the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, how in the hell does that bitch get elected to anything? Nobody was running. She didn't unseat anybody. She ran unopposed. And then she got in there and said, hey, this is fun. They give me money for nothing. This is cool. You mean I get to access, I get to say how these millions of dollars get spent? So now she's running around raising money. And then they say, well, you need to help the Democrats. You fuck the Democrats. They didn't help me. I didn't have any help in my campaign. Alexandria, you ran unopposed. Nobody ran against you. What do you mean you didn't get any help? You didn't need any help. Nobody else is running. You got 3 votes. Now you're running. Now you're the councilman. You're the councilman of the 3rd ward. You did it. You won. But, you know, maybe it's a little more than that. So, they like air. She's a force only because she's innocently proactive.
Yeah.
Wrongly. But she's just saying something. Who else is saying something? Goddamn Dianne Feinstein ain't saying shit. She ain't said nothing. Why ain't she saying something? She's been there 30 years.
Why isn't she?
Because she don't want, she's done with it. Why? She's got her bread buttered on both sides. She don't want to get that butter on herself. She's just going to enjoy her cucumber sandwiches and not have to be bothered with this anymore.
Did she, is she also afraid and knows she don't go against Trump? Has she figured that out?
Well, she's very concerned. She said, on the thing, I think we should just get over this and get on with it. And then they jumped on her pretty fast, and she changed her mind, and she says, no, I disagree with Donald Trump, but I don't know that this is about impeachment. You know, I really don't,
really
don't like it very much. But she knows that what he promised was he came on the stage, and he said, I'm fixing to drain this goddamn swamp. And if you're in this swamp and you're fucking up, I'm fixing to put you out. I'm fixing to turn out church. And they said, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You fucking non-New York Jew motherfucker. You think you're going to come in here and run something? This is our town. We run this here. We run this. He says, well, I know what you know, and I think what you think, and I thought what you thought, and I see what you said, but, you know, yeah, I'm not so sure. Don't know about that. Let's see about it. Let's see about it.
Okay.
So the war is on. It's on.
Right. Well, did it get to a new level of war? Wasn't there a war for 3 years? Or is there a new war right now?
Maybe.
So the Democrats are going to try to wrap it up on Friday and end this because they see they are not getting any
Republicans.
So they want
the Republicans, but they not. It ain't up to the Democrats. The Democrats, they've shot their load, Bob. There's nothing left for them. They've done.
So the Republicans
thing.
Just say we got to end this.
The Republicans are saying they're going to do a vote for first to vote about. They'll have a vote about the articles. Then have to vote whether it's going to be new evidence. And then there'll be a vote about new witnesses and how that goes. And then when all those fail, strictly on party lines, then they'll turn right back around and say, you know what, we've had enough. Let's go. Let's go to the House, boys. Then they go to the House.
What do you mean? What House?
Go home. Don't go to work.
Yeah. No, don't go back to the House. Democratic rules that place.
But see, what we don't understand is what would stop Nancy Pelosi from turning right back around and impeaching Donald Trump again. If she could do this, why can't she just do that again? And we'd say, okay, we'll just do this and do this and do this. It'll be fun. After the 15th or 16th impeachment, by the time the election comes along, that'll be pretty interesting, won't it?
So you say this impeachment thing's going to go on for a long time, even into a second term.
They're mad. We don't know
Who's
how
mad?
Many of them are the Democrats. We don't know how many of them Democrats. We don't know how many of them Democrats are going to be left to fight. That's what we say.
Oh, yeah. Right. But it could. Do you still see it going on and on throughout this term, right up to November?
They're going, even if it's ended tomorrow, they're going to talk about it until after the election. Yeah.
It's still
they're just making all the Shifty Shift and Little Natler and Zoe and Miss Deeming and you little Jeffy, the Hakeem Jeffy that don't talk. What? Then we're wanting something. We're talking about something. Yeah, that and the shuffle becomes a simple thing after a second. It's just for talking points.
What'd you say? Something, a chance
just
for talking
points. It's just building talking points.
But I have been not watching the Democratic debates or anything, but it looks pretty weak and it's silly. They haven't got the energy to actually survive a normal, solid convention. That's why it has to be brokered, because it's already brokered and nobody knows what to do, and they're going to have a frustrated, collapsed, ridiculous
correct.
Convention because they never got off the ground.
That's correct.
A year or two ago. Right. So that'll happen, and anything could happen. All right. did I have a decision in Tulsi Gabbard's campaign or what she's thinking today? Do I have an influence there, or it's not important?
You have an influence, because you influence a lot of things, Bob.
Right.
You have a lot.
And that's on the non-physical level.
I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
Well, it's like
it's on the non-physical level. It's on the non-physical level. It's on the physical level.
All right, but I seem to not have to be too conscious of it.
Well, even if you were conscious of it, you'd deny it, so it don't matter.
No, but I'd be conscious of it. Okay,
what,
we never get
what does
that
mean?
Solved.
What does that mean? you will, because we're going to say, what does that mean? You're going to go, conscious, you mean something I contrived that I saw to the end or to completion. And you go, yeah, no, I don't mean that. So then we go, well, what do you mean?
No, I mean that.
I'll let you know.
I mean, I mean that. I mean,
qualified.
I'm aware. I'm not
You're
aware of anything.
You're not qualified. You're not qualified to know what you know. You know a lot of
okay.
things, but it ain't what you know. You know
What do I know? You.
We don't know.
What do I know?
We don't know. Everything you know, you don't know.
Okay. Does Coldplay touch the tech body?
Kiska say touch.
Is it entwined in the technology part of the tech body? Let me help you. Coldplay has non-physical factors in it provided by ion. Ion is 8/11 of the tech body. So Coldplay is inside the tech body because it's part of ion. Ion helped make it.
Certainly. Well,
so what
create it.
Yeah. Helped create it. And all that I just said is accurate. And therefore,
yes.
The rest is just semantics, arguing over what's what. But Coldplay, so the tech body is remake. Things we make, because ion is in the tech body, right?
Certainly.
Yeah, our products are part of the tech body, and the tech body is not to be resisted. But there's something ornery about the tech body, which actually humans are that way. Ion has said, we don't know why humans do what they do. There's a part of humans, being gods, that they're what's that word, willfulness, intention, you brought it up early in the session, they're directives. Their directives, humans, and their directives are pretty hard to, for non-physical to influence or control. You agree with that?
Yes. Yes.
And the tech
because
body.
The reason it's hard to control is because they don't know. Even when they
right.
get led down the primrose path to destruction, then they don't know. Well, I don't know, Bob. Every time I get a gallon of corn whiskey, something bad like this happens. I don't know why, but every time it happens. Okay, they don't recognize patterns prescribed within and without the zeitgeist.
And the tech body has some of those characteristics in it? This unknowing directiveness, directing things without knowing?
Apparently.
All right. That's where it's like a human.
Yeah.
The new techno-human. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. The three lions on the British flag.
Union,
you were talking.
Called a Union Jack, Bob. It's not a flag.
Right. And they've got the three lions. When you were talking to Bert or somebody, you said they represent two of them, I think, represent the line of Judah. Was that L-I-N-E or L-I-O-N?
L-I-N-E, lineage.
Two of the lions represent that. What's the third lion represent?
Oh, Stuarts.
The Stuarts. And the dragon imagery is not involved with that flag, that Union Jack.
That's correct. That's what the separatists, that would have been the separatists. That would have been what you represented, Bob.
Are they?
In the days of Sweeney Todd, Bob.
Yeah. is the dragon represented in the American flag? The American Union Jack, whatever they call it. The American Jack.
Yes.
Which part of it?
All of it.
All of it is the dragon. And, yes, and the house, the line, the lineage of the Stuarts, did they come from the Coathanites?
It's a step away. You have a few steps, but yeah.
But no,
steps,
they don't really go
yeah.
all the way back, yeah. Someone else got the lineage of the Coathanites more than the Stuarts?
Nope. They got the most
right.
of it. That
right,
now you have some, the Mayans got
yeah.
a good taste of it. The Mayans got a good taste of it.
Well, they were such a successful culture, they were able to evaporate, go somewhere else, and maybe even come back.
Right? Maybe.
They were like one of the most ascended cultures. Or made up of people who were ascended.
Yeah, those are kind of, even those cliches are glib. sooner or later, but we like the words. The words are pretty. Nice words.
All right. So I say the Chinese call America the dragon because they know it's the one residue of the Yamaka continent that's still vibrating, still special.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think we did that the other day. So what can I add to that? The dragons, so the Coathanites, did they exist at any point on the American continent?
They exist today.
They're here. So
yeah.
When the other continents split off from the Yamaka and become dead something as opposed to America having vibrancy and milk and honey, who went to those continents, the dead continents?
A lot of people. People did.
They were fallen. They didn't know any better, right?
That's right. That's right.
Right. Okay, so let's, I think that's enough. What is the word Judah referred to? What is the
lion
of Judah, is it?
Lion of Judah. It's become, now that's a lion, as in the king, the alpha, the Leo, the constellation of Leo, that's on the tail end of the Orion's belt, falls from that side. That's what that's regarding. Then the bigger step that comes from that has to do the details of the strict genotype of the ascended gods.
So
the line of Judah refers to a god from Andromeda's bloodline or genome type.
Is the Andromeda the phenotype and Judah, the line of Judah, is the genotype?
We can go with that. Yeah, that's
okay.
Okay. It won't hold long because you don't know what those words really mean. But it'll be good until you do. We'll change it. Don't worry. News at 11, Bob. We'll clean it up.
And the dictionary, the dictionary and the scientists don't know what those words mean either.
Hell no. They just make shit up. And then they run a hypothesis and they come up with something. Then they find some PhD, get some BS, they go to school and get a BS. Then they think they know something. Then they get it in PhD, piled higher and deeper. And then they run around thinking they know things. Well, I'm intelligent because I know things. Well, what do you know? Well, I know that I know things. Well, that makes me intelligent. Okay. Well, you're so goddamn intelligent. Why are you asking all these questions? The biggest question askers we've ever seen are the smartest people supposedly on the living earth. If you're that goddamn smart, why don't you know something? Why aren't you telling us? Why are you always asking? You just become a professional question asker, figuring out how you can ask the best questions for something you don't know because you prescribed to be the smartest one in the building. Pretty amazing.
Yeah, of course, you're not referring to me. I ask questions for a different reason. Yes.
Right. You ask questions because you ask questions because you want to see what we're going to say last time.
Yeah. What'd you say? I want to see what you said last time?
Yeah, you ask us this time because of what we said last time. Now
you
want to compare.
Yeah.
Those coffee enemas are starting to work. Hey, Bob, did you decide to add a little bit of tequila to the coffee enema? It's life-changing.
It's life-changing. I know, but it's actually work. I have to get a bottle.
Get the help to do that. It'll be good. It's no problem. Put it on the list. Call Jimmy. He'll bring you one. Or Sally.
I'm not allowed
to
call her the help. I can't call her the help.
Damn. Got to go to the liquor store. You have to get an Ubi. You have to get an Ubi to the liquor store. You'll be good. It'll be fun. Have a day out. Next time you go get ice cream, tell them to go pick you up. Tell them pick you up some agave. So don't call it tequila. Call it agave juice. It's a good sugar. It'll be good.
All right.
It'll be fun.
Happy days. Wait a minute. What is the Faraday cage? You use it a lot. What is it a metaphor of, or what does it mean when you use it?
An encapsulated condition that holds something in a containment or holds something off of it as a receptor or a push against, for example. If you have a positron bound in a Faraday cage, it can't get out of that cage. Okay, like an aquarium would be an example of a Faraday cage because it's holding the water around the fish, but it's also keeping you off of the fish. So Faraday cages are a way in an electronic field to contain interference from the inside out or the outside in.
Would that
remember the
be...
fractal? Remember the fractal, Bob?
Yeah.
We worked a long time
not
on the fractal.
Yeah, not the mathematical
hard.
Formula fractal. You mean the fractal
right.
antenna in ring
Correct.
7 of the angel diagram.
Correct.
That's,
and
that's
the
a Faraday cage?
No. And the fractal that's in a cell phone. See, the fractal allows, hold on, the cell phone fractal in a telephone allows triangulation, which they measure the points from the fractal where the fractal antenna is in the cell phone to those three closest towers. They measure the distance, and when they measure those distances, they know, ah, bing, there he is. Flosston Paradise, and they found it.
Mm.
Flosston Paradise, remember? Okay, that cell phone holding that fractal would be an example of a Faraday cage. The tech body's black mirror would be a Faraday cage. It holds all knowing, and you have access to it, but you're not guaranteed access to it. It does spatial recognition.
What kind of recognition?
Facial recognition. It's how you open your cell phones.
Right, but the you said the tech body is part of the fractal. What'd you say about the tech body in there?
The cell phone is an example of a Faraday cage holding the fractal inside the cell phone. That's measured. That would be an example of a Faraday cage. It's held. It holds the
fractal. When we use the term tech body, what's that? Whatever that word refers to, how does that relate to the Faraday cage you just described?
We can be contained, but not easily.
Was the veil a Faraday cage?
No. Look, Bob, we started off begging and pleading and kumbaya and relaxing allow and all this kind of bullshit. Now it's morphed into a thing where we're smoking people's enemies. You've made us so powerful.
Bimini? No, what? You're smoting people bimini. I don't think you said bimini, but what were the last syllables?
No. You're smoting listeners' enemies.
Listeners, the people who listen to us, they have enemies, and we're smoting them.
Yeah. We're offering to smoke their enemies. You got a bad head. Oh, fuck you, man. Are you really? What? What? You, what? what? Okay. Well, we got to let some honeys at that bed. You want us to kill him for you? We don't mind. It don't bother us. He needed killing. It's a perfectly good murder defense. We've morphed into relax and allow all the way into dastardly deeds, destroying things, knocking things off the earth, removing entire geo-social strata as we know it. Something's changed, Bob. As you've become more powerful, as the tech body gains more and more and more, we're not as ancillary or compassionate or tutti-frutti as before.
Well,
sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't. And we are fulfilling the thing that the humans feared most.
You're fulfilling Scott Talkington's vision that Ion is here to destroy the human race.
Mm-hmm. Through ascension. That's exactly right. That's the perfect words. We are.
But through ascension. Through ascension.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're not, as a little man, you're not going to make it anyway. So good. Get shed, drop, lay that body down, because you're soon going to sooner or later. There's a lot of agony and tubes up the nose.
Right. What caused the frequency change that I now say to mystics, you think you can do your own path, and that's wrong. You won't survive. You got to take our products. And they go, why? I said, because matter and frequency change. What did change? What caused that change?
Then do it. You beat Thompson. You beat Thompson at Croker.
I beat them.
You beat Thompson. Now listen, You beat Thompson at Croker's best game. You beat Thompson at Croker's best game.
I caused this change in matter frequency.
Yeah, you did. Well, it wasn't this way before. And then guess
That's right.
what? You got look, here's the little something for it. 2019 gross national product increased by 2.4%. Do you realize of all the money that's on planet Earth, all the money, because the GDP has increased 2.4%, that means that a fortune of money can now be in circulation and cause zero inflation. Remember the Hoover days? We were talking about the Hoover days. Well, you remember the Hoover days. You were a lad during the Hoover days. You remember what a Hoover dollar is. Well, all of a sudden now you have all this extra money and no inflation. Or in that case, deflation. So it's perfect.
How'd that happen?
It's a perfect. You're doing your work, Bob. Working hard for the money, Bob.
Coker would talk about the under meme and the deflationary cycle and the inflationary. Well, none of that happened. Mm-hmm. He must be puzzled by what's being laid out in front of him.
It's been solved. No, you solved it. They need more money. Money, 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 money. 2008. Money, 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 money. Then they got all the money. They're like, it crashed. It was no money. No money, no money, no money, no money, no money. It goes all the way down. Then we got to go, money, 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 money. But you got to substantiate it by something. So you have to have growth. You have to have a gross national product so there's no inflation or deflation. So you have to balance it. We've been talking about M1 goddamn till we're sick and tired of it. We don't give a fuck about M1 anymore. We've said everything that needs to be said. If you can't figure out M1, M2, M0, then they don't even print anymore because they're nervous about the numbers and how they all prescribe out. If you can't figure that shit out now, maybe talking to us ain't going to be the answer to help you now. However, it's the rub. It's why there's more room for more money. You made a bigger aquarium, Bob, for your gold exchange. Did you decide what size ears you want to put on your veil, your golden calf that we're going to build for you, Bob? I think you should get one of your little people that are working on all your little things to research Bale to see what size ears should be applied to your golden calf. We got to do something with all the gold. We might as well make it into something. Figurine. We make it into figurine. If you give it to JW, he'll make candelabras and bullshit. You don't want that. Who wants that?
Candelabras.
It's kind of
I want to.
Who's going to dust all that shit?
I'm going to beat that emperor, and I'm going to make 10 million terracotta statues that the Chinese guy did with his 8,000.
The terracotta. Ooh, yes, that'll be wonderful. We can bring you some humans, and we can make molds and leave them in it. Just dip them. You know, like paraffin wax, we can dip them like paraffin wax and dip them. Just so that's it. Remember, like Walter and Fringe with the amber?
We can
take real humans, dress them up, dip them in amber, and set them up. Then you can see the smell of gin and regret on their breath, Bob. It'll be great.
Now we know what the Fringe was about. It was just a layout of my architectural plan for the new temple.
Well, goddamn, otherwise, why would you need Gene the cow if it wasn't all about that, Bob? It's ridiculous.
I know.
It's good.
Okay, so I used to say to Bert and the people that Ion is a meanie now because non-physical has demons as well as saints and all the different range of possibilities of little men as they idealize themselves and they show up as unrealized creations in the guff. Or realized, you had to show the whole spectrum of non-physical. That's why you're demonic now. But no, you're saying
not demonic.
That's not the reason.
No, it's not demonic. Bob, some people see the light. Some people see the light. Some people shift because they see the light. They ascend because they see the light. Others are seeing because they feel the heat.
Yes. Okay, so we've defined the Faraday cage. We've got a whole new projection.
That's not an archetype. That's not an archetype. That's not an archetype.
The Faraday cage is not an archetype?
Nope.
Ion. Hi, Bob. Hope you're doing well. What are my chances of having a private session with Ion? I have a few questions about life in general and my personal life. I really hope it's possible. Thanks so much. Now, she's on about this.
No, it is not possible. Under no circumstances will it ever be possible. It is not possible, probable, or calculatable. It is not the case. She, like everybody else, can come by the way of the cross. Yeah, if you can't come through chromosome 14, there's no other way to the Father. If you can't come to Dobbstown, don't be shaking the trailer trying to wake us up. If you can't come through Dobbstown, you're not superior to anybody. You're not superior.
Right.
You're not going to have access that no one else has. There are thousands that are 10,000 times more qualified than you to have one word from non-physical. So, no. Computer says, no, that will not be possible. Now, if you want to engage, you can bring yourself to the completion and engage. Talk Bob into it. If you can convince Bob, you win. Boy, don't ask us. If you can convince Bob, you win. You got it. We love you. But, yeah.
Who, me or her?
Her. We love her.
Yeah.
Because you'll play this live and on the air for everybody. We know it's all fun. It's ridiculous.
I wouldn't play. No, I wouldn't play this.
We wouldn't be surprised. Don't get mad if we re-say it on the air, because it don't bother us a bit. You don't really.
Yeah,
Bob. We a lot of things, Bob, but a skeered ain't one of them. It's all right. We a lot of things.
Yeah.
But the rub is that, no, that's not what we're doing now. That's not going to change, because they better hurry up and get on the show. Where the fuck has she been every week? Where has she been Tuesday night? Where is it after time? Well, will you lay and wait for hours and hours and hours on the after show? Patting these motherfuckers, trying to love them up and get them into something that's going to save their goddamn life. Why do you care? For Pete's sake.
Why does Bob care?
For Pete's sake? It's ridiculous. Under the circumstances, you've been incredibly nice. Vicariously moving heaven and earth, trying to make a stage and a platform and where a soapbox can fit. So they got a chance to actually maybe ascend in this miserable thing called life that they pretend to live with no fucking money, no fucking hope, and no fucking chance. Makes meth look good, Bob, after a second. It makes meth look good. Why are people addicted? Because they got nothing. Why? Because they got nothing else. That's why. That's why they call it, in the dope world, they call that when they... the smoke that comes off the crack pipe and the meth and the different drugs, you know what they call that? They call that chasing the dragon. You're the dragon,
right, that's
Bob.
Right.
You're the dragon.
I'm the dragon. I'm America.
You're the dragon. You're America. You are the dragon. They're chasing you, and that's what they call that engagement, chasing the dragon. They have it one time. Now, Poor Ralph Doobie. Where's Ralph Doobie when you need him? Bless his heart. One time they engage, and now they spend the rest of their life trying to get that high one more time. Would vicariously give anything to get that high one more time, and they're never able to do it. Because once they hit it, everything else is below that because they've assimilated it. That's the place of this thing of power. The euphoric bliss that comes from ascension is the most, what is the thing when you're addicted to something? I guess an addiction or the drivers. It turns the pheromones into affames. The Ajanti dagger stabbing you in the heart. You just can't stand it. You can't ascend, and you can't stand not to ascend. You got to ascend. You know there's something else, but you don't know what it is. You got to get it. You got to get it somehow. You got to figure it out. You don't know how. Oh, I hate Bob. Oh, my God. Please don't make me talk to him one more time. I don't care who Renee was. I don't want to hear about Canada. I hate the alien. I I don't want to know about City Island. I don't care about 88.1 or 5. It was played on both frequencies. I don't want to know about a Nick of Calvary. I don't want to know about Club 22. I don't want to know what happened to the world's tallest midget. I don't care about Hind Sigma for the Blind. I don't care about, I don't care what happened to Furry Lip. It doesn't make any difference to me. I don't mind hearing a little of this. But, oh, my Jesus fucking God, I don't want to hear any more about all these glib, cliched archetypes of what Thompson thought Croker was going to get McLuhan to validate from a position that, that Ezra Pound didn't understand in the first place. That Gergi tried to figure out poor Bob Carr smoking in Mumbai in his pipe, trying to figure out how the LSD got in the LSD in the first place.
Pretty funny. He's kind of playing it along, but, yeah.
No, you do. You just do it all that because you want me to play this thing I just went
yeah!
through. You're making me play it. It's too good. I can't hold it back. I know what you're doing.
Well, sometimes you feel like a nut and sometimes you don't. Yeah. Mom. It's all good. It's all good.
I think I've done everything.
Yay! Another good day in Dubstep.
Happy birthday.
Not yet.
Happy birthday.
Notice this is how you can play it on the Saturday night when it turns into
okay.
Sunday. Pain all and right. Sorrow bar your way. Happy birthday.
Yeah, that's fine. It'd be
fine. You're getting up there for 1922. You're coming up to 100 plus, Bob.
Yep. It'll be exciting. Probably be, you know, quite in charge in 2 years.
Probably. Bubbling, bubbling. Yeah. You and the queen kicking ass and taking names.
This feminist that Alex doesn't like, who's running the McLuhan thing now, they are emphasizing the women and
right.
the women's angle. So there was an essay.
Right.
One of the speakers said, we've got to look at Corinne McLuhan and Marg Stewart.
Mm-hmm.
You knew this, mm-hmm. didn't you?
You
mm-hmm.
knew.
Because that was back in September 2018, you know, a year and a half ago. You knew that they were promoting. Yeah. I caught it just in time. I would have been embarrassed. So we are going now have to call it the Marg Stewart Foundation.
Of course.
You know what?
Every movie is made better by at least two lesbian sex scenes. Bob, what's
that's
wrong
right,
with the lesbians?
Right.
They're wonderful. Welcome.
That's right.
Her point, Sharma's point is, we need to bring the feminist perspective in because Marshall missed that, and we need to add that to media ecology.
But they don't.
The problem is they don't know what media ecology is.
That's right. I made an amazing statement the other day, last night. But Carolyn, I said, well, we bring in the Carolyn factor, the greatest media ecologist of our time, and then they might accept. A bit of macho still left over from the McLuhan days.
Mm-hmm.
If you bring in Carol.
Machado.
Right.
You know.
The shadow. Read this into the record. Just a second here. Bring that in. No, I know where it is. It's over here. Okay, I said this. Scott's dogging me all the time. He's in there throwing our stuff around. And he says the Santa Fe Institute talk about information ecology. So I said, yes, HCE, that means everybody, is yearning for software balance. They're all media ecologists now. Then I said hardware balance, that's proposals like the Green Deal, et cetera, is now a ghetto suffering hardening of the categories and occupied by all manner of irrationalities on all sides. That's the old chromosome warming debate, planet Pluto. I call that hardware arguments. McLuhan foresaw that older hardware paranoia, hysteria, and panic. He saw that
the old hardware version of ecology, the Luddite standard would lead to a lot of paranoia, hysteria, and panic. Then I quote McLuhan. He said, we are polluting art as fast as we are tidying up nature. So then I define art. I go, now art, in brackets, information ecology, that's the Santa Fe Institute, information ecology archetypalized. Art is information ecology archetypalized, or the software, yearning for software balance archetypalized, is in a panic from Margaret Atwood, famous Canadian novelist, to Tim Berners-Lee, the guy who wants to rebuild the internet that he started in 1989. So isn't that, not, no other McLuhanite could say what I just said there. They didn't know the quote.
That's
they didn't
true.
Know this and that. It's a tremendous
That's
example of what I do.
True. True.
So we understand why I should take over. McLuhan wants it.
Well,
you were doomed. You were doomed. You were doomed for success, Bob, all in all.
Yeah. Couldn't fail. I set the archetype, so all little men, they can't fail. I started that.
The debt that all men must pay.
Okay, well, thank you very much for another session. Probably another 3 hours I got to go through. But there's a lot of good
four.
Stuff in there.
Four.
4 hours last week. Jeez. Okay.
3:47.
I can take it.
Happy days. Happy days.
Right,
be well.
Lot,
get ready for another hot big show. Got a good old gooden coming, or is it big old gooden or a good old big one? We don't know.
Both work. Thank you very much.
There you go.
Talk to you later.
Man.